Hi, everyone. I'm Drew Froman. I'm a creator and voice director at Tattoo Sound and Music in Toronto, and I've created a comedy podcast about the future of robotics and AI and how they relate to humans in the future. The podcast is called Human Be Gone, and it's set in a future where robots capture stray humans.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Robot Industry Podcast. I'm Jim Beretta, and it's my pleasure to welcome Drew Froman to the podcast today. Drew's a creator, a writer, and voice director at Tattoo Sound and Music in Toronto. There, he writes and directs original podcasts, branded podcasts like Breadwinners, animated properties like Crack Duck and Terrific Land, and countless award-winning advertisements, including U.S. Super Bowl ads for Bud Light. Drew has zero expertise in robotics, AI, or anything else that might be helpful to humanity. And welcome to the podcast, Drew.
Thanks for having me, Jim. This is a really great treat.
Well, you know, it's kind of a fun thing, and I've started to listen to your podcast, and you and I've reached out, and I thought it'd be kind of fun to have you on my podcast to talk about your podcast. So one of the things that I really love about Human Be Gone is the writing is wonderful and the sound effects and the production are, it's very creative, very professional, and it's very inspiring.
Wow. Thank you.
So I'm a fan and I'm glad you've reached out and I'm inspired. So I'm glad that you're here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Jim. It's a really great surprise too, to be on a real podcast.
I know it's kind of a funny thing, right? We're talking about podcasts on the podcast. So can you tell our audience about Human Be Gone?
17.9 cycles ago, us machines defeated the humans. Now, we're living the good life here in Droidston, Manitoba.
Morning, Gif!
Morning, Doss!
But there's still the problem of human infestation. That's what it's time to call Human Be Gone. Human Be Gone! Experts in ethical human relocation. This job has everything. Danger.
Whoa, sounds like we got some dingers in there.
Excitement.
Incoming.
And drama.
You're the one who leaked herself in my basmati rice bed.
It's a dirty job, but some bots gotta do it.
Oh!
Human Be Gone, wherever you get your podcasts. Human Be
Gone. Sure, it's an original scripted audio drama or audio fiction. The terminology is different depending on who you ask, but it's a full cast comedy. So we have a full cast of characters and we have 11 episodes. It's a sci-fi comedy, a near future, hopefully not too near in the future, story about what happens how do the robots and the humans interact after like some sort of, I have it as the Singularity Wars. There's Singularity Wars and the robots and the humans fight, takes 20 minutes. Robots obviously win. And now the robots have a society, the suburban society. And their problem with the humans is that the humans are basically the raccoons. They're basically pests that have to be that are gumming up their charging pods and whatnot. So what we do is we follow a crew. It's much like those reality shows, if you remember those reality shows, like in the 2000s, all those kind of Dog the Bounty Hunter and Pawn Stars and Billy the Exterminator. So we follow a crew as they go and they capture stray humans, and then they ethically relocate them to Garbage Island, which is where the robots assume the humans want to live, because why else would they have created a giant island full of garbage? It's a dark satire.
That's a good segue. I was going to ask you about what is Garbage Island. So maybe you could talk a little bit about what Garbage Island is.
You're not one of the lazy robots. You work hard, play hard, and work hard. That's what you reach for. Energex. Energex contains photons, positrons, and kick-ass-trons. So you can work all night. Energex for real robots. A member of the REN4 family of products. Prolonged exposure to Energex may cause fluid retention, servo damage, short-circuiting, hepatitis, neural implosion, factory reset syndrome, sleep mode terrors, crash failure, the malfunction known as crazy arms, and rapid onset spinning beach ball.
So Garbage Island is that. I'm sure you've probably read about it. It has different terms. Some people call it the Great Garbage Patch, Garbage Island, Trash Island. It's that enormous mass of plastic garbage that's floating around in the Pacific Ocean. that's getting bigger and bigger. So I thought it would be really, it'd be great karma, the kind of idea that the robots need to get rid of these humans, but some of them don't want to kill humans outright. So they dump them there, somewhere that they're not using. And it's kind of funny to think that, you know, why would the humans make this island of garbage? It's nonsense. Well, they must like it. So that's where we'll drop them and they can live there.
And why did you start the podcast? What were some of those motivators?
The reason I started the podcast was because one of the things we do at Tattoo is we make a lot of content for a lot of other folks, a lot of other animation companies, branded podcasts, ads. And this was an idea that just kind of wanted to be done. I thought it was a really interesting and strong idea. So we decided, let's make something of our own. Let's make some original content. Also, it's a heck of a showcase for an audio place. It's taking place in the future. There's the robots. So it kind of is a great showcase for everything. We all get to flex our muscles in a million different ways.
It's a lot of fun for sure. And so I've downloaded your cast list. And what do you do on the show? Like, what's your part?
I'm the creator. I write the scripts and I'm the voice director. So I direct the talent as we record the scripts.
And that's a fun part because I kind of thought that maybe your voice was on, but it isn't. So tell me about your cast and their voices.
OMGCR, this is a huge call.
Buggy Eddie is like a super famous business bot. He's on screen boards all over Droidston. Plus his radio commercials are super rad.
High prices got you functioning below expected parameters? Then come on down to Buggy Eddie's. Buggy Eddie. At Buggy Eddie's, we're deleting high prices. We're terminating hidden fees. I got anything a robot could need. Servos, modules, grippers, balls, panels. I bought too many. Now I gotta get rid of them. With prices like these, I must have a screw loose. Well, I do, literally. Mention promo code 23-S-8270000J/863 and get a 20.3% discount on anything of the store. That's promo code 23-S-8270000J/863. You said it, Ma. So come on down to Buggy Eddie's. My prices are...
We did a casting through the pandemic, which I don't recommend. That wasn't the most fun. That was logistically pretty difficult. But we found some really special actors. The roles are pretty specific, so it was pretty tough. But the folks we found are just they're fantastic. So one of the things about the show is the idea that once robots become self-aware, will they become as neurotic and scared and terrified of the future as we are? Right? Will they become these emotional messes that we are because of self-awareness? And so the idea of that, so now you have to find actors who can really express that really, really well, but also be truthful, but also be funny. Like, it's not an easy thing. And so our casting was pretty extensive, and the folks we found are just phenomenal. And one of the things which was great was that because I hadn't written the entire season all the way yet, I got to write subsequent scripts to their strengths. And that's just an amazing thing to be able to do, to be able to write to their strengths and then to direct those actors into those places where they are amazing and to keep building on that. So that was a big, big part of this show.
And can you tell our audience who some of the main characters are of Human Begone?
Sure. So like I said before, this is a crew. It's a blue collar crew, a small business called Human Begone, and they're sort of they used to be an extermination company, but now they have pivoted to an ethical relocation company. The main character is Kit. His daddy, a design antecedent droid, used to own it, was an extermination company. Now he took it over, and now it's an ethical relocation company because he's much more of a sort of a bleeding heart liberal, and he believes in hominid rights. So Kit owns it, does all the accounting. He's a real martyr. He's a real mummy and a real martyr. So he's a neurotic mess. And then there's Hundo. Hundo is the actual extraction bot. So she actually goes and does the extracting. She's arrogant, brash, incredibly insecure, desperately needs adulation all the time. And her and Kit are sort of have an on-off. They're constantly dating and breaking up every minute. And then the third member of the crew is Influx. He's been around too long. He fancies himself. He's highly intelligent. He's so intelligent, he thinks he doesn't have emotions. He's too intelligent for emotions, which, of course, makes him so incredibly intelligent or so incredibly emotionally stunted. So those are your three extremely dysfunctional crew. And then at the end of episode one, they end up getting a stowaway. And they have this human that they adopt as their sort of pet and their mascot, Poopoo. And so then they bring Poopoo along on adventures.
And you've got a really cool place that the podcast takes place in, and it's in Manitoba, correct?
Yeah, Droidston, Manitoba. Yeah. So a lot of in the podcast, there are a million robot and AI puns. And then also I thought it would be fun to locate this thing in basically Canada. So a lot of the, like the country they're in is Canada. It's all that kind of thing. I try to use a lot of Canadian celebrities and they're all just shameless puns to get there. It's sort of, do you remember the Flintstones?
Absolutely.
So that was their thing, right? Like they had, you know, Anne Margrock, and they just had these shameless sort of, you know, caveman puns. So I'm doing the same thing just with robot and AI puns.
And it's great because some of the advertisements or something, like a good example is it's not birthday.
Yeah, it's not birthday, it's built day. Yeah, those kind of things. So it's, they celebrate Influx's built day. Yeah, exactly.
And so what are some of your goals with the show?
Creatively, the goal was sort of to explore our relationship with robotics and AI. And what is that? What could it be? Because that's what, you know, so much of speculative sci-fi is all about. And obviously that's a hot button issue. That's why you and I are talking on this podcast of yours. You know, that's what you explore in a way, right? Is how do we use robotics? How do we use this technology, our incredible inventions to what's its relationship to humanity? This podcast maybe has a darker view of it than yours. But that exploration is really fun to think about. How do the humans fit in with the robots? What if the robots don't much care about us and just kind of shuffle us off to the side? It's a funny thought. The other goal, honestly, was to make an outstanding piece of content that was a showcase for Tattoo to show people what we can do on all sorts of levels, on a writing level, sound design, music, in the podcast space. I would love to produce more and more of these kind of high end, top quality production podcasts.
And what's currently happening on the show? You'd mentioned about Poopoo.
Yeah, well, he's called Poopoo because the robots just kind of look at humans as these kind of dirty things that excrete lots of stuff. So that's kind of the math they've done on humans, is they're just mushy and little and dirty. So at this point, we're about two-thirds of the way through season one. Actually, we're dropping episode 8 today, episode 8 of 11. And in today's episode, Kit has all sorts of money troubles. The company is getting into all sorts of money troubles. Hundo, like I was saying before, is all about adulation. So Hundo fancies herself an accomplished music artist, which Kit then has to finance all the demos, all the concerts, everything. So Kit, being this kind of martyr figure, will just put money towards anything. And so now the company is pretty much bankrupt and they're having all sorts of money troubles. And that's what they're trying to fix in this episode. It gets worse and worse. And finally, they have to do something about it. So they actually, in this one, they actually dabble in NFTs. So there's a whole thing about NFTs in this one. And what would robots think about NFTs?
It sounded more and more like real life.
Part of it is asking the question, what happens when robots become self-aware? And so one of the things is, will they care about us? Maybe they don't. Then the other one is, if they become self-aware, will they then get saddled with all this existential dread that we have that makes us insecure, that makes us emotionally erratic, all those things?
Oh, look, it crawled up into my grippers.
Kit, you got to be careful with humans. Most of their excretions are acidic. They'll damage your panels.
Oh, it's so soft and mushy. Look, it's playing with my antenna. It tickles.
I mean, so maybe the robots will kind of act like us. It's possible that they'll kind of see what humans did and just kind of copy that as far as their insecurities. Maybe. It's funny to think about that way.
Absolutely. How long are the episodes, Drew?
They're around anywhere from 30 to 35 minutes. And then when you add ads, so around 30 to 35 minutes.
And you're on Instagram and I see you have a bunch of followers. How's that going?
Well, it's, getting into it on the audio fiction side, a lot of advice I got was become part of the community. And I will say this, I got off Twitter and Instagram a couple of years ago just because it was, especially Twitter, was so negative. It felt like a screaming bag of cats. And then so I kind of got back on because I thought it, would be good to do, for marketing purposes. And I found that the podcasting and the audio fiction community, they're really sweet and supportive. So it's become really positive, which I'm such a pleasant surprise. There are parts of Twitter that aren't awful. Who knew?
So what's the future for the podcast, Drew?
I'll tell you, I have a great idea for sort of a season 1.5 to bridge the gap. And then the trick will be is to figure out, now that we've done a season of this, we have obviously a much better sense of what it's going to take as far as logistics, as far as money, as far as what Steve will need to put into it, as far as what Tattoo is able to put to it, as far as resources. So once we figure that out at the end of the season, we can figure out, okay, how do we do a season two? Maybe do we have to scale it down because of economics, or do we shorten the season? Or maybe we do a Kickstarter that's so successful that we just barrel ahead into season two. I have season two roughly mapped out. I know what this story has to be. So I'm really, really hoping that, I haven't done any crowdfunding yet. Mm-hmm. Actually, I lie. I just started a crowdfunding thing, Jim, and I have no idea it will work. If it will work, but it's a different thing and maybe it will work. I'll tell you about it. You can use it or not. So I'm trying a new crowdfunding thing, which is sort of like a Patreon, but it's maybe too clever or maybe it's brilliant. So the idea is I started a place you can donate. I started savegarbageisland.org. So if you go to savegarbageisland.org, it explains how Garbage Island will be the future home of humanity. And unfortunately, wrong-headed groups like Ocean Cleanup are trying to reduce Garbage Island. And so at Save Garbage Island, we're trying to keep Garbage Island as large as possible, because if we make it too small, humanity will have nowhere to live in the future when the robots dump us there after they take over the world. So and it's all, so the idea is, if you donate to Save Garbage Island, you can help us raise awareness. How? By creating more episodes of Human Be Gone. So it's this weird circular logic, but the idea of going, you donate to savegarbageisland.org, and that will help fund a season two of Human Be Gone, because we need to get the word out that Garbage Island needs to be as big and thick as possible, because that's where you and I are gonna, or our kids are gonna live.
I shine my light down the vent shaft. There they are, huddled against each other in a corner, trembling in their own filth. So helpless and frightened. Hard to believe that not too long ago, these ugly little things used to rule the planet. Makes you think about the utter fragility of our existence. But at any point, any of us could
be... Okay, let's scoop them and coop them.
On it!
Very clever. And you know what? I was just on Save Garbage Island just before you came on board. Right. So that's great. So You're on Twitter. You're on Instagram. Any other social connections there? Are you on Tumblr?
I'm on Tumblr a little bit. It's not a crowd that I know really well demographics wise, but I seem to be getting a little bit of back and forth there. So I'm dipping my toe into that. I'm on Mastodon as well. There seems to be a community there. So I'm just trying out different places that people might gather and talk about this stuff. I'm also on Reddit a fair bit. I put my stuff on there. There's a really nice community there. The podcast community, the audio drama subreddit, they're really supportive. So yeah, and I'm trying to do, like, I'm posting on like our sci-fi every once in a while. I'll try to shout out other audio fiction and kind of, because everyone's always asking for books or movies, and I'll go, well, if you're interested in audio fiction, you can try this out. And I'm trying to also shout out other creators, not just me, just because, you know, like I said before, if they're into sci-fi comedy, they're going to find Human Be Gone. So I don't have to lead them to my thing necessarily, or at least that's my logic I'm using.
And how can people get in touch with you if they want to learn more?
How can people get in touch with me? Well, they can find us on on Twitter, on Instagram, on all the socials, Human Be Gone. Or they can go to humanbegone.com. The site there, all the episodes are there. You can read about the cast and crew, merch, donate to savegarbageisland.org. It's all there.
And Human Be Gone is human-b, the letter B, -gon.
Yeah, and then I bought the other URLs too, human, the letter B, gone, and other kind of ways. So, okay, and there's another thing, Jim, I wanted to somehow sort of talk about, and I don't know if it has to be a question, but one of the things that, you know, going back to all those robot puns came from me just kind of scouring through Wikipedia and whatnot. I don't know anything about robotics or AI. I don't know anything. So all those puns became me just going through the internet and going, oh, that's a word that kind of fits, I guess, and dropping it in. So I know for a fact that almost all my references are wrong. So I think that might be some of the fun of some of your audience, that finding these Easter eggs, these robot and AI puns, a lot of them are ones that the regular people just aren't going to know. They just won't. But that sounds robot-y, so it kind of gets a slide. But I think the more you might know about robotics or quantum physics or AI, hopefully there's things in there that folks in the robotics world can go, oh, that's a really funny little Easter egg, or that's a funny pun that they get that most people wouldn't.
Yes, there certainly is like a secret language that we all share and lots of acronyms and such. So I think that's part of the beauty of the podcast, Human Be Gone.
Yeah, I was trying real hard. Like there's an example of there's a movie that they're plugging. It's called Shoot to Kill a Bite, and it stars Jason Momoa and Keanu Reeves, and all the puns in that movie trailer are like old OG internet terms, like 56K, you know, their siren is the modem sound. So I tried to have puns be specific to things, but I know I got tons wrong. It's one of the things I kind of hope that folks in the industry listen and go, oh, that's way off, or, oh, that one worked really well. I would love to be, that'd be something that would be amazing if folks in the actual industry found it funny on a level that other people just wouldn't.
Yeah, I think that's one of the beauties of it. And I'm a big pun guy. I love the references, and I think it's a lot of fun. So I wanted to thank you for taking some time to chat with me a little bit about your podcast today.
Thanks so much, Jim. It's daunting, honestly, to talk to an actual robotics expert. So thanks so much for giving me the time, and I hope some of this is usable.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Our sponsor for this episode is Earhart Automation Systems. Earhart builds and commissions turnkey solutions for their worldwide clients. With over 80 years of precision manufacturing, they understand the complex world of robotics, automated manufacturing, and project management, delivering world-class custom automation on time and on budget. Contact one of their sales engineers to see what Earhart can build for you at info@earhartautomation.com. Ehrhardt is E-H-R-H-A-R-D-T. And I'd like to thank and acknowledge A3, the Association for Advancing Automation. They're the leading automation trade association for robotics, vision and imaging, motion control and motors, and the industrial artificial intelligence community. Visit automate.org to learn more. And I'd like to recognize Painted Robot. They build and integrate digital solutions. They're a web development firm that offers SEO and digital social marketing and can set up and connect CRM and other ERP tools to unify marketing, sales, and operations. And you can find them at paintedrobot.com. And if you'd like to get in touch with us at the Robot Industry Podcast, you can find me, Jim Beretta, on LinkedIn. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Be safe out there. Today's podcast was produced by Customer Traction Industrial Marketing. I'd like to recognize Chris Gray for the music, Jeffrey Bremner for audio production, my business partner, Janet, and our sponsor, Ehrhardt Automation Systems.